This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian police detained Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny at passport control after he flew home to Russia on Sunday. His lawyer and the prison service said it was the first time Navalny has been back home since he was poisoned last summer with a Soviet nerve agent. His plane was diverted to another Moscow airport at the last minute in an apparent effort by authorities to thwart journalists and supporters from greeting him. Navalny was detained when he showed his passport to border guards before formally entering Russia. Witnesses told Reuters his wife, his spokeswoman, and his lawyer were allowed to enter Russia. It was not immediately clear why he had been detained, but the Russian capital's prison service had said beforehand it would do everything to arrest him once he returned, accusing him of flouting the terms of a suspended prison sentence for embezzlement. It's a 2014 case that Navalny says was trumped up. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party, or NUP, said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of votes to Wine's 35%. Museveni is 76 years old, and he's one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He's been in power since 1986. After he was declared winner, he said that the election may turn out to be the most cheating-free in Uganda's history, and he added that his government would deal decisively with anyone who disrupted